A report by the Human Rights Commission says gay, lesbian and transgender Australians are suffering from state-sanctioned discrimination. 71% of gay, transgender, bisexual and intersex people have reported being attacked, bullied or harassed. The Human Rights Commissioner Tim Wilson says many state laws are outdated and discriminatory. Bridget Brennan reports.
The Human Rights Commission spoke to 1,500 gay, transgender, bisexual and intersex people from all corners of the country. Human Rights Commissioner Tim Wilson says most have been the victims of harassment.
This is a very significant report off the back of a 9-month consultation across Australia, speaking to the different sections of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex community, looking specifically at the issues faced around ongoing discrimination through law and practice.
In the Commission's Resilient Individuals report released today, Mr. Wilson calls for state governments to change a range of laws he describes as outdated.
There are still provisions in different aspects of criminal law, such as the homosexual advance defence, where somebody can use the fact that somebody who may be gay makes a sexual pass at them as some sort of legitimiser of them inflicting violence. When the government comes along and says they're a different group of people and they're a different class of people and we are going to punish them for doing so, that it licenses a certain amount of behaviour in the rest of society. We're still dealing with those legacy effects and we have a lot further to go.
The report says LGBTI Australians are more likely to suffer from anxiety or depression if they've been discriminated against. Georgie Harmon is the chief executive of Beyond Blue.
We know that this can be a really life or death issue. We know that a major contributing factor to this risk of mental ill health is discrimination, abuse, both physical and verbal, exclusion and prejudice.
In the workplace, two-thirds of LGBTI Australians told the Human Rights Commission they felt they couldn't tell their colleagues about their sexual orientation. Georgie Harmon says discrimination is occurring in all sorts of places.
Look, it happens everywhere that we live, work, play, study. We know that, the studies that we've done as Beyond Blue recently focused on schools, physical education classes seem to be an environment where lots of homophobic abuse, both verbal and physical, comes out.
At a federal level, Tim Wilson also wants change to the Marriage Act.
I think there's clearly a broad consensus that there does need to be a change. I've noted even overnight that some government ministers who perhaps don't support marriage for same-sex couples are now talking about taking marriage out for everybody and leaving that to religious institutions and talking about civil unions for every Australian. I'm quite calm and relaxed about how we resolve this issue. I want to see change so that everybody is treated equally before the law, and I think there is a way we can achieve that.
Human Rights Commissioner Tim Wilson ending Bridget Brennan's report.